Welcome to Wellness and Weight Loss with Dr. Susan, sponsored by the Norwin Wellness Center, located in North Huntingdon. Dr. Susan Plank is an expert in natural remedies for weight loss and digestive health issues. To talk to Dr. Plank with your health questions, call 412-825-6262. That's 412-825-6262. And now, Wellness and Weight Loss with Dr. Susan.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Wellness and Weight Loss with Dr. Susan, the weekly nutrition show where we discuss the symptoms that are keeping you frustrated and holding you back from feeling your best. I'm your host, Dr. Susan Plank, founder of the Norwin Wellness Center, where we believe restoring your health should be natural, easy, and attainable. I invite you to head over to my website, norwinwellness.com. That's norwinwellness.com. I am going to be talking about women's hormones today, at-home testing for women's hormones. I'm calling today's show The Hormone Equation. If you want to see this or get more in-depth information, please head over to, again, norwinwellness.com. Head over to my blog, and I have already posted a great deal of the information I'm going to be talking about there today. I also want to let you know, Mother's Day, please don't forget, I am having special hormone testing special. It's for everybody. Mothers are just so, so special. Mothers are just, what can you say? Moms, grandmothers, great-grandmas, we love you. We just love you. So this isn't just for moms, grandmas, and great-grandmas. It's for anyone. Anyone who's concerned about their hormones, this is an unbelievable pricing. NorwinWellness.com, you're going to see the button pop in from the side there. It says hormone sale, and that's exactly what it is. So we're doing that this month in appreciation not only for moms, but for everybody who steps in and takes somebody under their wing. Honestly, it takes a lot nowadays, doesn't it? So let's go ahead and dive in. If at any point you have any questions, please don't hesitate. You can call in here at the show, 412-825-6262. Otherwise, you can always call the office, 724-863-5420. This on after this show is an excellent time. I always leave time because folks call when they hear something on the show. So if you leave a message, I do have time right after shows to be able to get back to you, okay? So we're talking about the hormone equation. At-home women's hormone testing, expert analysis, personalized solutions for women. And so I want you to get this information so you have a better understanding of at-home testing. This is how the nutrition field has just grown by leaps and bounds, is that virtually any testing now that you need, you can pretty much find it online to get a cash price or cheaper price. The thing I want to sort of zero in for you is, first of all, you have to have some understanding. We're going to talk about this in a bit. You have to have some understanding, which can be a little bit more complex with hormones, to know what test you should pick, what test you should order. But also then you have these companies out there selling you these tests, the little kits that get shipped to your house, but what does the result mean? You actually have to pay more to have somebody interpret it, and they're not necessarily going to know the ins and outs of your health. So those are the big things, the convenience of these tests. You can do them in the comfort of your home. But big drawback is what is the interpretation, okay? Knowing what test you need to get the hormones tested that you want. And so we need to really look at our fast-paced lives. Women really are juggling a lot of different responsibilities. Kids out the door, taking care of parents, that caregiving role tends to fall to women. And so a lot of times a woman can be rushing out the door in the morning and maybe grabbing her coffee and her banana, right? And out she goes to start her day. But when she walks through the door at the end of the night, she has to now shift from her work responsibilities back to that caregiving aspect of her life. So again, whether it's children, grandchildren, right, cleaning the house, cooking a meal, whatever it happens to be. And so these stressors play a part in not only what's happening for a woman, but also her hormone balance. And hormones are crucial in virtually every aspect of women's health, influencing mood, energy levels, their metabolism, reproductive function, bone health, digestive regulation, and more. So from a woman being younger, just going through puberty, to older age, hormones are really there and having an effect on her body every step of the way. And this is why understanding hormones, in the balance and having them optimized, is essential. It's essential when I talk to a woman and, hey, the weight's starting to come on, or their mood, right? They're feeling more worried. They're feeling more anxious. They're feeling more stressed. Maybe they're not sleeping. Maybe it's hot flashes. Maybe it's a younger woman that's moody around her cycle, or she's gaining weight cycle. Maybe she's not even having a menstrual cycle. These are all hormonal issues. So the world of women's hormone health is truly fascinating. Hormone balance and the role of at-home hormone testing is empowering to women. It's excellent self-care for a woman to be able to take control of their health. And so we're going to be discussing different aspects of this throughout today's program. And if we don't get enough and you want to hear more, maybe I'll talk about it next week too. But I want to start off giving you a list of female hormones that are in the realm, the potential to be tested for. So these hormones play a vital role in maintaining a woman's health and well-being. Some are more important earlier in life and more intricate in the balance. Most of them are important throughout a woman's whole life for independence and vitality and healthy metabolism, energy. So estrogen. Estrogen is often referred to as a primary female sex hormone. And estrogen comes in a couple of different forms: estrone, estradiol, and estriol. They're all together sort of categorized as estrogen, but they're different specific types of estrogen. These hormones play a crucial role in regulating the menstrual cycle, supporting reproductive health, bone density, healthy skin, and hair. So as we go through this list, I'm going to tell you a hormone, and then I'm going to tell you sort of what's going on, what's its primary function. So in other words, if you have symptoms, if you don't have healthy hair, right, and you've just been thinking, oh, it's thyroid, 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 it might be imbalanced or unbalanced estrogen. Now, the other thing I want to talk about just briefly is the metabolites of estrogen and these three different types of estrogen: estrone, estradiol, and estriol. Each of these break down in the body and then are flushed out of the body. Between the metabolites, some metabolites have negative consequences, and we're seeing higher negative metabolites have a correlation with breast cancer. So this research has been ongoing, but this, again, is another fantastic reason why in nutrition, this would be then more of a urine test on hormones to be able to get the metabolites, how these hormones are broken down. If we want to look at what's happening in the woman's body, then we typically do hormones in blood and or saliva. If we want to understand more the metabolites of these hormones, we're going to look at urine. Okay? I just wanted to throw that out there for you guys. So we're talking about female sex hormones. What's the list? And my name's Dr. Susan Plank. Today we're talking about the hormone equation. Progesterone's next up. Progesterone works in harmony with estrogen to regulate the menstrual cycle, support pregnancy and fetal development. It also helps maintain the uterine lining. Progesterone helps counterbalance the effects of estrogen and promotes a sense of calm and relaxation. An aside here, if you are getting hormone replacement therapy, HRT, it should never be one or the other. It should never be only estrogen or only progesterone. They need to be present together in the body. So if you're only getting one, that's old school, and we've moved on. Research, education, things have moved on. So just because you think you're getting, hey, I'm getting HRT, I'm getting hormone replacement therapy, this is cutting edge. Well, unfortunately, there's old school still and newer information out there. If you're only getting one, you're only getting one of the estrogens, estradiol, you're only getting progesterone, this can overwhelm these pathways in the body. It can overwhelm them, and now we can start to have hormones really spinning out of control, the pathways overwhelmed with too much hormone, and the body's inability to break it down. Okay? Number three, testosterone. While typically associated with males, testosterone's also present in females. It contributes to libido, muscle mass, bone density, and overall energy levels. This is a big one, ladies, if you're going through menopause or postmenopausal and your libido's just not there. If you're worried about osteopenia, osteoporosis, if you're gaining weight and you don't have the muscle mass, or if you're working out, if you're younger even, and working out at the gym, and you just can't build muscle, okay? So it plays a vital role in maintaining sexual function and vitality. Another one which I threw in here is FSH, follicle-stimulating hormone. FSH plays a key role in the reproductive system by stimulating growth and development of the follicles in the ovaries. So this is essential for eggs then maturing and controlling the menstrual cycle. So younger women, they can produce eggs, but those eggs might not mature. Or a woman trying to get pregnant, again, there might be eggs present, but the eggs don't mature. They now are unable to be fertilized by sperm and sort of go the distance. Okay? Now we're going to be talking about female stress and emotional hormones, okay? Behavioral. So we have cortisol. Cortisol is known as the body's primary stress hormone. Cortisol helps regulate the body's response to stress. None of these hormones are negative. You might have had this correlation of cortisol because it's also known as the belly fat hormone. Well, cortisol must always be negative. There's really not much of anything in the body that's always negative or always positive. That's why we talk about balance and optimization. We have to personalize this to what works for you, what helps your symptoms. And so with cortisol, it actually helps. It's a stress hormone, controls blood sugar levels, it modulates your metabolism, but chronic stress. When I talk to folks that are just like, you know, I'm overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed with world events. It's really getting me down. It's hard to listen to the news, let alone what might be going on in their personal life. And it can lead to this cortisol imbalance, which can contribute to weight gain, fatigue, and other issues. Another stress and emotional hormone, DHEA. DHEA is a precursor hormone to both estrogen and testosterone. Isn't that fascinating? Let me say that again. DHEA is a stress hormone. It is also a precursor hormone to estrogen and testosterone. If we have a woman whose estrogen and testosterone is out of balance, too low, we always want to go upstream. We always want to look at the hormone before. We don't want to just take someone, and it's the same, I'm speaking for women, but it's the same with guys. If the testosterone is low, we just don't want to keep loading on more testosterone. But we just don't want to keep giving one hormone at that level. We want to go upstream and let the hormones convert down. So we want to support at that level, but we also want to support in front of. So then we get the benefit of conversion factors. In this way now, we're helping hormone health, but we're also helping the receptors come back to life. If we have someone who's lower hormone levels, those receptors just sort of like flowers, and they're just going to wilt. They're just going to, there's no hormone around, there's nothing going on. Well, what am I needed for? So we have to start to bring those receptors back to a healthy state. We need to wake those up. We might need to clean them off. I hope we get to this, that endocrine disruptors in our environment, in our food, can block the receptors, therefore not letting the hormone send the signal that it should be sending. And so now we're going to talk about, because we're talking about different hormones, right, for females, now we're talking about metabolic hormones, and that's going to be thyroid hormones. Okay, so we have thyroid, that's T4, that's T3. They help regulate your metabolism, energy, body temperature, heart rate, digestive function, constipation, nails, hair, skin. And imbalances in thyroid, and a lot of folks go straight to it, has to be thyroid. It has to be thyroid. And it very well might be, but it might be the thyroid secondarily to those stress and emotional hormones being overwhelming or out of balance. So again, someone can tell you, your healthcare provider, you're convinced it's your thyroid, and they could say, well, we did your TSH, which I'm just going to across the board hope that we all know that you need to do more than a TSH, right? TSH is not even a thyroid hormone. I just said T4 and T3. We need to know more about the thyroid. But if it truly is where we want it to be, if that TSH is truly between 1 and 2, maybe 1 to 3, I really like it to be between 1 and 2 TSH. If it's right where it needs to be and you still have all the symptoms of thyroid, hypothyroidism, then we have to look at the stress hormones. We have to look at the adrenal hormones, those emotional behavioral hormones. We have to do a deeper dive. And so another metabolic hormone is going to be insulin. Insulin's a hormone. It's produced from the pancreas, and it regulates blood sugar levels. And so when energy we eat, that food is turned into blood sugar, glucose. And as soon as that glucose hits the bloodstream, the digestive system puts, here comes insulin from the pancreas. And so we need to look at what are the levels from insulin, what are the levels with the blood sugar, the glucose, is it insulin resistance, is it potentially metabolic syndrome, is it type 2 diabetes? The other thing, folks, I want you to look at also is when your cholesterol has gone up, when you've been put on or they're recommending diabetes medication, blood pressure, right? Cholesterol is going up. All these heart and blood sugar things, we have to, if we had to pick one thing, we have to work at your blood sugar. We have to get that insulin down. We have to get your blood sugar down. Once that blood sugar gets so high and they want to throw metformin or something else at it, it's almost like a paired ride. Here comes the cardiovascular disease as well. So we have to look at those, but we want to decouple them. We always want to go and start with what was the first condition? What was the first symptoms? If the blood sugar started going up 10, 15 years ago and nobody caught it and now you're pre-diabetic or diabetic, hypertensive, high cholesterol, we want to start with the first condition. We want to get that under control. So we really want to look at maintaining these hormone balances because we need to look at the whole person. In this case, we need to look at the whole woman. I don't care whether she's 16, 18, 24, whether she's pregnant with her first child or pregnant with her third child or 55 or 75. These hormones are important for whole body health, wellness, and vitality. Strength, muscle, energy, sleep. Who doesn't need those things? So let's start talking about when there's imbalances, so women hormone imbalance symptoms, okay? What happens? What starts to go wrong? What are some of the symptoms you should be paying attention to? Mood swings and irritability. So again, fluctuations in estrogen and progesterone can lead to mood swings, irritability, anxiety, and depression. A condition known as estrogen dominance is when the progesterone is too low. What I just said, if you're just joining here, we're talking about hormones, okay, the hormone equation. My name's Dr. Susan Plank. We never want HRT. We never want only estrogen or progesterone given. We always want them in balance. They play off of each other. And if you have estrogen dominance, then you're going to have low progesterone. And that can contribute to these feelings of mood swings and irritability. If you have fatigue and low energy, again, we need to look at those adrenal, those emotional hormones, the cortisol, the DHEA. We need to look at thyroid, because it can cause feelings of fatigue, low energy, difficulty concentrating. Cortisol, right? The longer it goes, it can start sucking the life out of you. You just feel more and more tired, and then you're feeling exhausted. So hormones always have some overlap in their function. And so that's where this testing and this special that I have on the site, Norwin Wellness, the sale, it's fantastic. If you've ever even considered getting your hormones tested, I invite you to go to Norwin Wellness. Take a look. If you're not sure, then schedule an appointment to talk to me, because this is a great test. We're checking these hormones the adrenals, we're checking the stress hormones, and you're getting it interpreted. I'll interpret it for you. We go over it, and I also give you a treatment plan of what do we need to do to get things optimized for you. Do you suspect you're gaining weight because of hormone imbalance, or you can't lose the weight? So again, then we want to look at insulin resistance. We want to look at thyroid. We want to look at cortisol. All of those can disrupt your metabolism and lead to weight gain. Estrogen dominance, again, too much estrogen. Another reason you can have too much estrogen is if the receptors get junked up. If you're eating maybe not so healthy, if you're a younger woman, you're just getting back to mom and dad's from college, spring, summer break, and hey, college, we all did it, right? Pizza, stromboli, ice cream, right? Where are we going to meet? Where are we going to go to study? Let's go grab something. You're not eating the best. But let's not let it screw up your hormones. Menstrual irregularities can have heavier, irregular periods, missed periods, spotting between cycles. Low progesterone or estrogen dominance can frequently disrupt menstrual cycle. Hot flashes and night sweats. Again, fluctuations in estrogen, particularly when a woman's perimenopausal and into menopause. This leads to, because again, the ovaries produce all these sex hormones, progesterone, estrogen, and testosterone for women. It's all coming from the ovaries. When a woman goes into menopause, the ovaries are shutting down, and all those hormones are going to stop being primarily produced in the ovaries. But they're going to be shutting down at different rates. And to complicate it, we can still have estrogen and testosterone produced from the adrenal glands, and excess fat tissue that you're carrying around can also produce estrogen. Talk about women with breast cancer worried about their estrogen levels and they're carrying around too much weight. That fat tissue screws up estrogen levels in all women. It can actually do it for guys, too. So, hot flashes, night sweats. Progesterone's really going to drop like a rock. Estrogen depends on how fast it's dropping. Those are the two there. Sleep disturbances. What's going on in the person's life? What are the stress levels? Where's the cortisol at? That's why we test four different levels of cortisol throughout the whole day. First thing in the morning, at lunch, evening, and before you go to bed. So I know if stress is having an effect on your sleep patterns. Okay, guys, it is time for me to wrap this up. I am more than welcome to or happy to continue this next week. Please go to norwinwellness.com. Look at my blog. This information is there. It's fantastic, a hormone sale. If you want to talk to me, please don't hesitate. The number is 724-863-5420. So many ways you can get a hold of me. Please don't hesitate. God bless you all. Take care. Dr. Susan Plank wishing you a great week. Take care now, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Wellness and Weight Loss with Dr. Susan, hosted by Dr. Susan Plank of the Norwin Wellness Center in North Huntingdon. Dr. Plank is an expert in natural remedies for weight loss and digestive health issues. To make an appointment with Dr. Susan Plank of the Norwin Wellness Center, call 724-863-5420. That's 724-863-5420. And listen again for another edition of Wellness and Weight Loss with Dr. Susan, sponsored by the Norwin Wellness Center in North Huntingdon, here on KHB Radio.